Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand, right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles right on your tablet and smartphone. Tons of exclusive extras and years of back issues. Explore all of the topics that interest you. Plus, get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Lots of earnings news and some housing news as well in the week ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
I'm John Wardonk, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Joining us is Doug Roberts. He's the chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research, and he is here to help us preview the week ahead on Wall Street. So, Doug, first of all, we have some housing news out there. In fact, the coming week after the MLK holiday, we get news on home builder sentiment, housing starts, existing home sales. As we start 2016, what is the story from the home front?
Essentially, they're going to look for an indication that kind of the deflation overseas is spreading to here and slowing things down. So sometimes little things can, you know, just a change in expectations can have an outsized effect on the market. And the real fear is that the Fed gets this wrong, that they aren't able to engineer this soft landing. And basically, the economy deteriorates faster than the Fed can reverse direction. And that's really what people are kind of reading into the numbers, is to see if there's anything that disrupts the status quo in terms of that information.
Wrap all that together for us. Tell us about the housing market. Tell us about the Fed. Tell us about the economy in general.
Basically, the Fed, their decision is going to weigh heavily in terms of what's going on. And that's really going to be the major focus, I guess, that people are going to be looking at, aside from oil prices and also really what's happening overseas. In terms of the housing numbers here, people are going to look, you know, maybe there's this pent-up demand, but are they pulling the trigger or are they holding back? And if you tend to find the preponderance of these numbers showing that people are holding back, then it can start to develop into real problems.
We also get information about inflation. We get the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. Is there any noticeable inflation out there?
Not really, and actually it'll be interesting to see what the numbers come in with. That actually could be a positive if it looks like inflation is weakening across the board, you know, due to the the best news would be if basically the core number remained somewhat stable, but basically the decrease in energy really took the top line number down a bit, because that might create some thoughts that basically the Fed may postpone the second interest rate increase that everybody is looking for into somewhere in the distant future. And as I've said before, I think as we get closer to the election, any interest rate increase will be postponed until after the election, because really the Fed does not want to interfere or be accused of interfering in terms of election results.
In the coming week, we also get some notable earnings reports. Among those expected to report, Netflix, Morgan Stanley, eBay, Bank of America, Delta, Goldman Sachs, Starbucks, and Verizon. As we get ready for yet another earnings season, what will you have your eye on?
I'm going to really have my eye on two things. Number one, are they meeting expectations, whatever they may be? And then really future guidance. We've seen this before. If they meet expectations but they guide lower, that can be an extreme negative to the market, even if they, let's say, fall short of expectations but basically keep guidance the same or even possibly raise it, then that could be a more positive outcome. So we're really looking, again, getting back to our overall theme of deterioration in the economy, anything that looks to kind of fit into the narrative that things are deteriorating fairly quickly.
Talk about guidance for a second. Given we do seem to be potentially at a crossroads here, where's the economy going? There's concern about the Chinese economy, whether it's slowing down and whether it could have an impact here. talk about that in terms of the upcoming earnings headlines?
I think right now it's going to be the idea that we're seeing is kind of like this overseas turmoil. Is it drifting over here? That's really what everybody's afraid of, is particularly you've mentioned several of those companies are multinational, and really a lot of their anticipated growth, which is being priced into the stock price, is overseas. You're going to almost have an outsized effect of anything having to do with overseas, particularly China or the Middle East, in terms of basically stock prices or earnings outlooks.
He's Doug Roberts, the Chief Investment Strategist at Channel Capital Research. Doug, thank you very much for your insights.
Thank you, John.
Got something to say? Email podcasts@dowjones.com. Thank you for listening, and tell a friend about us.